enjoying. I never knew you liked to cook. What other secrets can my sweet pet be hiding? I know, baby. You would never. Though I will say, if they were all like this, I wouldn't be the least bit upset about it. What can I say? I'm a lucky mistress. It won't disrupt your creative process if we talk, will it? Okay, good. It's a close call, but between eating and talking, right now, the former wins. Don't worry, though. I won't distract you too much. Honestly, I'm just sitting here with you, like this, it's just what I need. Words optional. Not a long day, just a day. Work, you know? Some days it lives up to its name more than others. Ah, but not everyone gets to come home to you. And delicious homemade lasagna. Call me optimistic. It's okay. Even if it's terrible, I won't be upset. It'll just give me a reason to punish you. No. I'm pretty sure the punishment for bad cooking is merciless tickles. Yeah. And I know for a fact a certain someone has awfully ticklish toes, so no pressure. Yes, and you would never try and earn a punishment from your mistress, would you? And that's why you're arguing with me like an adorable little brat right now, Tuck that lip away before you trip on it, pouty thing. You better stop looking so cute and helpless before I decide that I want you for dinner instead. No, no, no. It smells too good, so don't you dare stop. Really? What is it that smells so good? It's for the sauce, right? I can hardly wait.
Thank you.
No. Not at all. Honestly, I'm enjoying it. Sitting here, drinking some adequate wine with the most wonderful person I've ever had the pleasure of knowing, let alone owning, while they prepare what was promised to me to be a delicious meal, followed by their receiving some much-desired punishment for a reason yet to be determined. What could be better? If the answer is scintillating conversation, well... That's the best part. Right, baby? It isn't up to you. And we both know that's just the way you like it. Keep cooking. Oh, you know me, honey. I like to watch. That was too much, right? Okay. As I was saying, carry on. I meant it. Really. Horrible double entendre aside, it's relaxing. It feels like home. My mom never really liked to cook, but she did it anyway. I think it's why sitting here, watching you prepare a meal, it's nostalgic, almost. Even though she never made anything half as good as that. I know. Like I said, optimist. No. A realist. I see what you're doing, pet. You want me to set my expectations low so you can't possibly disappoint me. It nearly did. But you made one mistake. You kept impressing me. See, you have high standards for yourself, even if you won't admit it. It shows. Especially in how you work so hard to impress me. To show me your love and devotion. Like I said, I see you. It's just the truth. And I mean, it's not like you can even argue with me right now. Can you? Even you have to admit that sauce smells divine. Good ingredients, talented cook. It's a winning combination. Personally, I can't wait to get my mouth on both. What can I say? You bring out the ravenous beast in me. Lucky you. Too late, my love. No caging me now. Not when I'm this hungry. No. I'll be good. No molesting the chef until the meal preparation is complete. I'm pretty sure that's the first rule of cooking. I mean, I'm no Julia Childs. Maybe she was pro-molestation, but somehow I doubt it. I hope you can understand why I don't want Julia Child's molestation in my search history. It most certainly is not in my bookmarks. Oh, you finally figured out what you should be punished for, didn't you? Too little too late, Pat. You're in for it now. poor thing. Are you shivering from fear or anticipation? Both, of course. What a silly question. But ignore me. Finish your work. Your punishment will still be here when you're done. It's almost finished, is it? My, my. Time really does fly when you're having fun, doesn't it? Don't tell me that. It's almost an hour from now. And I built up such an appetite watching you cook. That's all right. I'm sure I can find other ways to satiate my hunger in the meantime. Follow me to the bedroom and I'll show you.